It is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
All right, that's good to know. Now, my recording thing here looks really bizarre.
Well, I'm glad you straightened it out by saying your recording thing.
I have no idea why it's doing what it's doing, but that's why. Okay, now it's set. We're all set. Well, I'm not impressed.
That covers a lot of ground.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Pat Schumer is going to be the right hire, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a roll of the dice.
Well, that's what happens when you have an unknown quantity.
At least
he's somebody new.
He's the last person that got wins for Cleveland. He was 9-something, but he got 9 wins.
Well, the Vikings offense was good until the last game.
Yeah.
But more surprisingly than that is their defensive coordinator.
Who'd they hire for that?
Del Rio.
Oh, they did hire Jack Del Rio.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think he's a good guy for a year or two, but he burns out. You know what I mean? Every place he's been, he has a good year or two,
mm-hmm.
And then it seems like it just kind of fizzles out. So we'll see. We'll see.
The die has been cast.
Yeah.
And now we see what happens.
Yeah. Schumer and Jack Del Rio did take it. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
The interesting thing is going to be what they're going to do with Manning, because, like it or not, he's reaching the end of his career, and he's going to demand a lot of money for maybe a 1-year deal. Are the Giants going to be willing to pay him all that money for 1 year?
Well,
that's going to be the question. Well, he's going to be looking at a lot of money for a contract for 1 year.
He's under contract already for the rest of this year. So for next year. So
yeah, but all right, you're a new coach. You're going to come in and you're going to have a 1 year quarterback, and then you have to go out and hunt.
If they cut
ties with him now and come in with somebody new, that's going to give him a little bit of longevity.
I don't think they're going to cut ties with him, but I think they're going to draft. I think the first draft is a quarterback. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
We'll see what happens. There's a lot of decisions to be made there.
Yeah. What's surprising to me is sometimes the way Blake Bortles is not a great quarterback. But,
oh, hell no.
But he took them and he got them into the position where they were, and the Jaguars aren't going to commit to him for next year.
No, I still think that there's a real good chance Manning's going to wind up there.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not going to happen.
I think so. I think there's a pretty good shot of him going there because they need a quarterback, and he's probably going to be available for the right number. We'll see what happens.
I don't think the Giants. No, he's going to finish. He's going to finish his career with the Giants. You'll see.
I don't know. Joe Montana got traded. He ain't no Joe Montana.
No, he's not. But it's not the same situation. It's not the same situation at all. There's no Steve Young waiting in the background for the Giants.
Oh, that's for sure.
Montana wouldn't have been traded if Steve Young wouldn't have been sitting on that bench.
That's true. Well, they traded Gretzky.
Well, that was almost like a Babe Ruth type of thing. That was foolish. But anyway,
traded Tom Seaver.
No, I could care less about that. I think
I know that.
There wasn't enough. There wasn't enough alcohol left in the Mets clubhouse to keep him on board.
Not at that time.
No, but anyway, so yeah. Well,
yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of things are going to play out. Nothing would surprise me.
All right. Where do you want to go now? That we've managed to ruin the reputation of some people.
We didn't ruin anybody's reputation. We've questioned it.
Yes.
Bad news on the hockey front last night. The Devils got whitewashed by Detroit 3-0. Showed absolutely no life last night in losing to Detroit, who's right now an inferior team. And the Islanders on the road lost to one of the worst teams in hockey in Arizona, 3-2 in overtime. So two bad losses for the local teams last night. And like I said, they continue to spiral, and things don't get any better for the Devils tonight. After getting beat at home by Detroit 3-0, they hit the road tonight to play Boston, who's been playing pretty good. So more doom in the future for the Devils. And then after that, Nashville comes to town. So the water just keeps getting deeper for the Devils, and the All-Star break this weekend couldn't come quick enough for them.
Now, I don't know whether I saw this or not, but Kentucky is out of the top 25 for the first time in like how many years?
Many. They stink. They stink. The class that he got in this year, they don't have anybody that can make any shots from the outside. They're very undisciplined. They don't follow what he's saying. Calipari has a lot of players on that team that's not following his system, and look for very few, if any, to go to the NBA this year.
First time since 2014.
That's for Kentucky. This is a disaster.
Yeah.
This is a disaster, and it's not a reflection on Calipari. It's a reflection of the players that he has. They're just not doing things the right way. They're not doing things the way he wants them done. So we'll see how this plays out, but it doesn't look good for them right now. And this isn't that I've been watching them. They're not the kind of team. They don't have the players right now that all of a sudden the switch is going to go on and they're going to become a whirlwind. Mm-mm, it's not happening this year. They lost more games in the SEC this year already than I think they've lost in the last 2 years combined.
Amazing. It's amazing. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Where else can we go in sports?
There's not much, really. I mean,
now the All-Star game for hockey's this weekend. That's always a cool event. I think it's the best All-Star game around. It's the best 2 days for any exhibition of skills for these guys. The day before the All-Star game, they have the skills competition with goalie scenarios and speed skating and accuracy of shooting. If you're into hockey, it's really good. And then the All-Star game itself, it's what an All-Star game should be. Hitting's out of the equation. It's all offense and goaltending, and I think it's pretty cool. They try to mess it up by having like a round robin team playoff type of thing where they have different teams made up: East, West, North, South. They do it by countries. But when they just do the East against the West and they set it up the way it's supposed to, I think it's the best All-Star game around.
Well, baseball used to be the best All-Star game around.
It still is. Because you can't take the game out of baseball. Baseball, it just shows you about baseball. When was the last time you saw an All-Star game that was a big-time scoring situation?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't happen, which just goes to show you that pitching dominates hitting. But in the All-Star game in hockey, you know, it's a written agreement, not a non-written agreement, where they're not going to lay each other out. And the skills of everybody, even the defensemen, come to the forefront. And it's a real cool event. I've been to two of them, or three of them, and it's really good to see.